First Chronicles chapter 8. Now Benjamin begot Bela, his firstborn, Ashbel the second, and Ahara the third, Nohar the fourth, and Raphar the fifth. And the sons of Bela were Adar and Gera and Abihud, and Abishua and Naaman and Ahura and Gera and Shephufan and Huram. And these are the sons of Ehud. These are the heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Geba. And they removed to Manahath. And Naaman and Ahiah and Gera, he removed them and begot Uzzah and Ahihud. And Shaharaim begot children in the country of Moab. After he had sent them away, Hushim and Bera were his wives. And he begot Hodesh his wife, Jobab and Zibiah and Mishah and Malcham and Jeuz and Shachiah and Mirmah. These were his sons, heads of the fathers. And of Hushim he begot Abitub and Elpal, the sons of Elpal, Eber and Misham and Shamed, who built Ono and Lod with the towns thereof. Beriah also and Shema, who were heads of the fathers of the inhabitants of Ajalon, who drove away the inhabitants of Gath. And Ahio, Shashak and Jeremoth, and Zebediah and Arad, and Ada, and Michael and Ispar and Johar, the sons of Beriah, and Zebediah and Meshulam and Hezekiah and Heber, Ishmerai also, and Jezliah and Jobab, the sons of Elpael, and Jachim, and Zikri, and Zabdi, and Elinai, and Zilthai, and Eliel, and Adaiah, and Beraiah, and Shimrath, the sons of Shimhai, and Ishpan, and Heber, and Eliel, and Abdon, and Zikri, and Hanan, and Hanahiah, and Elam, and Antonthijah, and Iphadaiah, and Penuel, the sons of Shashak, and Shamsherai, and Shehariah, and Athaliah, and Jarasiah, and Eliah, and Zikri, the sons of Jeroham. These were the heads of the fathers by their generations, chief men. These dwelt in Jerusalem, and at Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, whose wife's name was Machar. And his firstborn son Abdon, and Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Sacha. And Mikloth begot Shimeah, and these also dwelt with their brethren in Jerusalem over against them. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begot Michah. And the sons of Michah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tariah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Jehodar, and Jehodar begot Alameth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri begot Mosar, and Mosar begot Biniah. Rapha was his son, Eleazar his son, Azel his son. And Azel had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bocheru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Uzziel. And the sons of Eshek his brother were Ulam his firstborn, Jehush the second, and Eliphelet the third. And the sons of Ulam were mighty men of valour, archers, and had many sons and sons, 150. All these are the sons of Benjamin. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. So all Israel were reckoned by their genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh: Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Barney, of the children of Perez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Azaiah, the son Azariah, the firstborn, and his sons. And of the sons of Zerah, Jeul and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hazanuah, and Ibniah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshulam, the son of Shepth, her fire, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers, and of the priests, Jedaiah and Jehoram Irib, and Jachin, and Jachin, and Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God, and Adaiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, and Mazai, the son of Adiel, the son of Jazirah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Meshilamith, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,760, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levite, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galul, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Azar, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalom, and Akub, and Talmon, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalom was the chief, who until now waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalom, the son of Kor, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, being over the host of Yahweh, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past, and Yahweh was with him. And Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of Yahweh, namely the house of the tabernacle, by wards. In four quarters were the porters toward the east, west, north, and south. And their brethren which were in their villages were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office, and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by number. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels, and all the instruments of the sanctuary, and the fine flour, and the wine, and the oil, and the frankincense, and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shalom, the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren of the sons of the Kohathites were over the showbread, to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who remaining in the chambers were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Makar, and his firstborn son Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth, and Mikloth begot Shimeam, and they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem, over against their brethren. And Ner begot Kish, and Kish begot Saul, and Saul begot Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Merabael, and Merabael begot Micah, and the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tahriah, and Ahaz begot Jara, and Jara begot Alameth, and Asmaveth, and Zimri, and Zimri begot Moser, and Moser begot Biniah, and Raphiah his son, Eleazar his son, Azel his son, and Azel had 6 sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bocharu, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. 1 Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul and after his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went heavily against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then said Saul to his armour-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armour-bearer would not, for he was very afraid. So Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armour-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel that were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head and his armour and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to carry tidings to their idols and to the people, and they put his armour in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, and took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against Yahweh, even against the word of Yahweh, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and inquired not of Yahweh. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. 1 Chronicles chapter 11. Then all Israel gathered themselves to David unto Hebron, saying, "Behold, we are your bone and your flesh. And moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, you were he that led out and brought in Israel. And Yahweh your God said to you, 'You shall feed my people Israel, and you shall be ruler over my people Israel.' Therefore came all the elders of Israel to the king of Hebron, and David made a covenant with them in Hebron before Yahweh, and they anointed David king over Israel, according to the word of Yahweh by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. And the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You shall not come here.' Nevertheless David took the castle of Zion, which is the city of David. And David said, 'Whoever smites the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain.' So Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went first up and was chief. And David dwelt in the castle, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city round about, even from Millo round about, and Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David grew greater and greater, for Yahweh of hosts was with him. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, and with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of Yahweh concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, a Hachmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, who was one of the three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle, where was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they set themselves in the midst of that parcel, and delivered it, and slew the Philistines, and Yahweh saved them by a great deliverance. Now 3 of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the host of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Riphaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, 'Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate.' And the 3 broke through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahweh, and said, 'My God forbid it to me, that I should do this thing? Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy? For with the jeopardy of their lives they bought it, therefore he would not drink it. These things did these three mightiest. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, he was the chief of the three for lifting up his spear against 300. He slew them and had a name among the three. Of the three he was more honourable than the two, for he was their captain. However, he attained not to the first three. Benaiah, the son of Jehoadiah, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. Also he went down and slew a lion in a pit on a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah the son of Jehoadiah, and had the name among the three mighties. Behold, he was honourable among the 30, but attained not to the first three, and David set him over his guard. Also the valiant men of the armies were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamoth the Hararite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira the son of Ikesh the Tekoite, Abiezer the Antathite, Sibbekai the Hushathite, Eli the Ahahite, Maharai the Netophathite, Heled the son of Banar the Netophathite, Ithai the son of Ribai of Gibeah that pertained to the children of Benjamin, Benaiah the Pirathonite, Horai of the brooks of Gash, Abiel the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Baharamite, Elihabar the Shalbonite, the sons of Hashem, the Gizalite, Jonathan the son of Shag the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sakar the Hararite, Eliphal the son of Ur, Hepher the Meturathite, Ahijah the Pelonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Narai the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibar the son of Haggai, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berathite, the armor bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, Iraiah the Hittite, Zabad the son of Ahlai, Adina the son of Shizah the Reubenite, a captain of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Hanan the son of Machar, and Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uzziah the Ashtarothite, Shammah and Jehiel the sons of Hothan the Ararite, Jediel the son of Shimri, and Johar his brother the Tizzite, Eliel the Mahavite, and Jerubai and Joshaviah the sons of Elnam, and Ithmar the Moabite, Eliel and Obed, and Jaziel the Mezobite. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Now these are they that came to David to Ziklag, while he yet kept himself restrained because of Saul the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash the sons of Shemar the Gibeathite, and Jezeel and Pelet the sons of Asmaveth, and Berachar, and Jehu the Antathite, and Ismaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 and over the 30, and Jeremiah and Jahaziel and Johanan and Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai and Jeremoth and Beliah and Shemariah and Shephatiah the Harophite, Elkanah and Jeziah and Azareel and Jozer and Jashobim the Korhites and Jolar and Zebediah the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. And of the Gadites there separated themselves unto David into the hold of the wilderness, men of might and men of war fit for the battle, that could handle shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions and were as swift as the roes upon the mountains. Ezer the first, Obadiah the second, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, Machbani the 11th. These were of the sons of Gad, captains of the host. One of the least was over 100, and the greatest over 1,000. These are they that went over the Jordan in the first month, when it had overflowed all his banks, and they put to flight all them of the valleys, both toward the east and toward the west. And there came of the the children of Benjamin and Judah to the stronghold unto David. And David went out to meet them and answered and said to them, If you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart shall be knit to you. But if you have come to betray me to my enemies, seeing there is no wrong in my hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was chief of the captains, and he said, Yours are we, David, and on your side, you son of Jesse, peace. Peace be to you, and peace be to your helpers, for your God helps you. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. And there fell some of Manasseh to David when he came with the Philistines against Saul to battle, but they helped them not, for the lords of the Philistines upon advisement sent him away, saying, He will fall to his master Saul to the jeopardy of our heads. As he went to Ziklag, there fell to him of Manasseh Adnah and Jozabad and Jediel and Michael and Jozabad and Elihu and Zilphi, captains of the thousands that were of Manasseh. And they helped David against the band of the rovers, for they were all mighty men of valour, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, they came to David to help him, until it was a great host like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed to the war, and came to David to Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul to him, according to the word of Yahweh. The children of Judah that bore shields and spears were 6,800, ready armed to the war. Of the children of Simeon, mighty men of valour for the war, 7,100. Of the children of Levi, 4,600. And Jehoiada was the leader of the Aaronites, and with him were 3,700, and Zadok a young man mighty of valour, and of his father's house 22 captains, and of the children of Benjamin the kindred of Saul 3,000, for till now the greatest part of them had kept the guard of the house of Saul, and of the children of Ephraim 20,800, mighty men of valour, famous throughout the house of their fathers, and of the half tribe of Manasseh 18,000, which were expressed by name to come and make David king, and of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, the heads of them were 200, and all their brethren were at their command. Of Zebulun, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, with all instruments of war, 50,000 which could keep rank, they were not of double heart. And of Naphtali, 1,000 captains, and with them with shields and spears, 37,000. And of the Danites, expert in war, 28,600. And of Asher, such as went forth to battle, expert in war, 40,000. And on the side, and on the other side of the Jordan, of the Reubenites and the Gadites, and of the half tribe of Manasseh, with all manner of instruments of war for the battle, 120,000. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel, and all the rest also of Israel were of one heart to make David king. And there they were with David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, they that were near them, even to Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali, bought bread on donkeys and on camels and on mules and on oxen, and meat, meal, cakes of figs and bunches of raisins, and wine and oil and oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. 1 Chronicles chapter 13. And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader. And David said to all the congregation of Israel, If it seems good to you, and that it is of Yahweh our God, let us send abroad to our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. So David gathered all Israel together from Shehor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hemath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-jearim. And David went up, and all Israel, to Baalah, that is to Kirjath-jearim, which belonged to Judah, to bring up therefrom the ark of God Yahweh, that dwells between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. And David and all Israel played before God with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with tambourines, and with cymbals, and with trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. And David was displeased because Yahweh had made a breach upon Uzzah, therefore that place is called Perez-Uzzah unto this day. And David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" So David brought not the ark home to himself, to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obidon the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and timber of cedars with masons and carpenters to build him a house. And David perceived that Yahweh had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high, because of his people Israel. And David took more wives at Jerusalem, and David begot more sons and daughters. Now these are the names of his children which he had in Jerusalem: Shammua, and Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, and Ebar, and Elushua, and Elpalet, and Nogar, and Nepheg, and Shaphiar, and Elishama, and Belida, and Eliphalet. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of God, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? And will you deliver them into my hand?" And Yahweh said to him, "Go up, for I will deliver them into your hand." So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. Then David said, "God has broken in upon my enemies by my hand like the breaking forth of waters." Therefore they called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. And the Philistines yet again spread themselves abroad in the valley. Therefore David inquired again of God, and God said to him, "Go not up after them, turn away from them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And it shall be, when you shall hear a sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then you shall go out to battle, for God is gone forth before you to smite the host of the Philistines." David therefore did as God commanded him, and they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeon even to Gaza. And the fame of David went out into all lands, and Yahweh brought fear of him upon all nations. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. And David made him houses in the city of David, and prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched for it a tent. Then David said, "None ought to carry the ark of God, but the Levites, for them has Yahweh chosen to carry the ark of God, and to minister unto him forever." And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh to his place which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron, and the Levites of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brethren, 120. Of the sons of Merari, Azariah the chief, and his brethren, 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brethren, 130. of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaiah the chief and his brethren 200, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his brethren 80, of the sons of Uzziel, Abinadab the chief and his brethren 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel and Azariah and Joel, Shemaiah and Eliel and Abinadab, and said to them, "You are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both you and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did it not at the first, Yahweh our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order." So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of Yahweh. And David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brethren, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brethren, Ethan the son of Cushiah, and with them their brethren of the second degrees, Zechariah, Ben and Jaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Mazaiah, and Mattithiah, and Eliphaleth, and Micnaiah, and Obededom, and Jael, the porters. So the singers Heman, Asaph, and Etham were appointed to sound with cymbals of brass. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Unni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries on Alamoth. And Mattithiah, and Eliphaleth, and Micnaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, and Azariah, with harps on the Sheminith to excel. And Chenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song. He instructed about the song because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah and Jehoshaphat and Nethaneel and Amasai and Zechariah and Benaiah and Eliezer the priest did blow with the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehaiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David and the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites that bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that they offered 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bore the ark and the singers and Chenaniah, the master of the song, with the singers, David also had upon him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looking out at a window, saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of Yahweh. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of Yahweh, and to record and to thank and praise Yahweh God of Israel. Asaph the chief, and next to him Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jeiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jahaziel the priest, with trumpets, continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day David delivered first this psalm to thank Yahweh into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto Yahweh and call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms to him, talk you of all his wondrous works. Glory you in his holy name, let the heart of them rejoice that seek Yahweh. Seek Yahweh and his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvellous works that he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yahweh, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be you mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath to Isaac, and has confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he allowed no man to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto Yahweh, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvellous works among all nations. For great is Yahweh, and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Glory and honour are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto Yahweh, you king of the people, give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, Yahweh reigns. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of Yahweh, because he comes to judge the earth. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endures for ever. And say you, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to your holy name, and glory in your praise. Blessed be Yahweh God of Israel for ever and ever. And all the people said Amen and praised Yahweh. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80, Obed-Edom also the son of Jeduthun and Hosar to be porters, and Zadok the priest and his brethren the priests before the tabernacle of Yahweh in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto Yahweh upon the altar of the burnt offering continually morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of Yahweh, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name, to give thanks to Yahweh, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God. And the sons of Jeduthun were porters, and all the men departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. 1 Chronicles chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, lo, I dwell in the house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of Yahweh remains under curtains. Then Nathan said to David, do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. And it came to pass the same night that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, go and tell David my servant, thus says Yahweh, you shall not build me a house to dwell in, for I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have walked with all Israel, spoke I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, why have you not built me a house of cedars? Now therefore thus shall you say to my servant David, thus says Yahweh of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, even from following the sheep, that you should be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have walked, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also I will ordain a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more, neither shall the children of wickedness waste them any more, as at the beginning. And since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, moreover I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore, I tell you that Yahweh will build you a house, and it shall come to pass when your days are expired, that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will raise up your seed after you, which shall be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom for ever, and his throne shall be established for evermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak to David. And David the king came and sat before Yahweh and said, Who am I, O Yahweh God, and what is my house that you have brought me till now? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O God, for you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Yahweh God. What can David speak more to you for the honour of your servant? For you know your servant. O Yahweh, for your servant's sake and according to your own heart, have you done all this greatness in making known all these great things? O Yahweh, there is none like you, neither is there any God besides you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people Israel, whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and awe, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you have redeemed out of Egypt? For your people Israel did you make your own people for ever, and you, Yahweh, became their God. Therefore now, Yahweh, let the thing that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house be established for ever, and do as you have said. Let it even be established that your name may be magnified forever, saying, Yahweh of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and let the house of David your servant be established before you. For you, O my God, have told your servant that you will build him a house. Therefore your servant has found in his heart to pray before you. And now, Yahweh, you are God, and have promised this goodness to your servant. Now therefore let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you for ever, for you bless, O Yahweh, and it shall be blessed for ever. 1 Chronicles chapter 18. Now after this it came to pass that David smote the Philistines and subdued them, and took Gath and her towns out of the hand of the Philistines. And he smote Moab, and the Moabites became David's servants, and brought gifts. And David smote Hadarezer, king of Zobah, to Hamath, as he went to establish his dominion by the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots and 7,000 horsemen and 20,000 footmen. David also crippled all the chariot horses, but reserved of them 100 chariots. And when the Syrians of Damascus came to help Hadarezer, king of Zobah, David slew of the Syrians 22,000 men. Then David put garrisons in Syria Damascus, and the Syrians became David's servants and brought gifts. Thus Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. And David took the shields of gold that were on the servants of Hadarezer, and brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise from Tibhath and from Chun, cities of Hadarezer, brought David very much brass, with which Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when Tou, king of Hamath, heard how David had smitten all the host of Hadarezer, king of Zobah, he sent Hadoram, his son, to King David, to inquire of his welfare, and to congratulate him, because he had fought against Hadarezer, and smitten him, for Hadarezer had war with Tou, and with him all manner of vessels of gold and silver and brass. those also King David dedicated unto Yahweh with the silver and the gold that he bought from all these nations, from Edom and from Moab and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines and from Amalek. Moreover, Abishai the son of Zeruiah slew of the Edomites in the valley of Salt 18,000. And he put garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's servants. Thus Yahweh preserved David wherever he went. So David reigned over all Israel and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Joab the son of Zeruiah was over the host, and Jehoshaphat the son of Ahilud recorder, and Zadok the son of Ahitub and Abimelech the son of Abiathar were the priests, and Shabshar was the scribe. And Benaiah the son of Jehoiada was over the Cherethites and the Pelethites, and the sons of David were chief about the king. 1 Chronicles chapter 19. Now it came to pass after this that Nahash the king of the children of Ammon died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Nahash, because his father showed kindness to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him concerning his father. So the servants of David came into the land of the children of Ammon to Hanun to comfort him. But the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Think you that David does honour your father, that he has sent comforters to you? Are not his servants come to you for to search and to overthrow and to spy out the land? Therefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved them and cut off their garments in the middle next to their buttocks and sent them away. Then there went certain and told David how the men were served. And he sent to meet them, for the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, Remain at Jericho until your beards are grown, and then return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had made themselves odious to David, Hanun and the children of Ammon sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Machar, and out of Zobar. So they hired 30,000 chariots, and the king of Machar and his people, who came and pitched before Medeba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together from their cities and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array before the gate of the city. And the kings that had come were by themselves in the field. Now when Joab saw that the battle was set against him before and behind, he chose out of all the choice of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered to the hand of Abishai his brother, and they set themselves in array against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians are too strong for me, then you shall help me, but if the children of Ammon are too strong for you, then I will help you. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves valiantly for our people and for the cities of our God, and let Yahweh do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him drew near before the Syrians unto the battle, and they fled before him. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians had fled, they likewise fled before Abishai his brother, and entered into the city. Then Joab came to Jerusalem, and when the Syrians saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they sent messengers and drew forth the Syrians that were beyond the river, and Shophach, the captain of the host of Hadarezer, went before them. And it was told to David, and he gathered all Israel, and passed over the Jordan, and came upon them, and set the battle in array against them. So when David had put the battle in array against the Syrians, and fought with him, But the Syrians fled before Israel, and David slew of the Syrians 7,000 men which fought in chariots, and 40,000 footmen, and killed Shophach the captain of the host. And when the servants of Hadarezer saw that they were put to the worst before Israel, they made peace with David and became his servants. Neither would the Syrians help the children of Ammon any more.